Welcome to the Leadership Minute, 60 seconds to becoming a better leader. I'm your host, Kevin DeShazo of Culture Wins. You know, there are your emotions, and then there's the work in front of you. There's how you feel, and there's the work in front of you. There are your thoughts, and then there are your values. There's what you would prefer to do in the moment, and what your principles tell you that you should do. The question is what you focus on each day. The question is what drives you each day. Which part are you going to live? I had a great coach one time tell me, you should act differently than you feel. Because you can feel anxious, you can feel worried, you can feel negative, you can feel unhappy, you can feel all these things, but you can still show up. You can still do the work. You can still bring your best, because how you feel may be different in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, tomorrow. When you act based on your feelings, you typically end up with regret. But when you act based on your values, based on your principles, based on your standard, you move forward. You make an impact. You can say, I know how I feel. I see the thoughts. I see the feelings. I recognize them. I'm aware of them. But I'm not going to be driven by them. All right? You have feelings, but you are not your feelings. So act differently than you feel. You get to choose how you show up today. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of frustration, maybe in the midst of difficult situations, you get to choose your approach to the day. And that choice has significant consequences, good or bad, for your influence, for your relationships, for your work, for your life. And we have to take ownership of that. So don't ignore your feelings, right? That's not the right path. That's not healthy. But don't act on those feelings. Act differently than you feel.